It's a busy afternoon. I've gotten on the subway to go home. And like a lot of other commuters in the busy city, I find myself pretty jam-packed with a bunch of strangers on the subway car. I have earbuds in my ears and I'm listening to music and trying to ignore the fact that I'm pressed up like a sardine against people around me. The train pulls up and we all shuffle on wordlessly, trying to make ourselves as small as possible so as to fit as many people as we can onto the subway before it leaves the station. I'm pretty early in line, and so I end up having to stand right in the middle of the car, far away from the exits. Regardless, my stop is pretty far away, and so I reach up with one hand for one of the handles dangling from the bars on the ceiling and just try to keep to myself. Before long, the speaker over the intercom announces that the subway will be departing shortly, and I faintly hear the subway doors close before the train starts to move. With that initial motion, everyone kind of shifts backwards due to the momentum, and I feel something graze the side of my chest. I don't really think much of it at first because we all end up accidentally bumping into each other. You know, that's just what happens when you're in a busy crowd during rush hour. So I continue to stand and look down at my phone, scrolling through my playlist and choosing some other song before another gentle touch comes up on my chest, to the side of my breast. This time I'm a little uncomfortable, but still nothing that really sets me off. So I just shift a little bit from where I'm standing and hope that whoever did it won't do it again. It's really pretty crowded anyways, so I wouldn't be able to walk to the other side of the train car even if I wanted to. But it comes again, a little more insistently this time. A nudge right up against the side of my breast. It's a touch that feels like it's coming from behind me, but I'm shoved in so close to everyone around that there's no way I can really turn or even look back. At this point, my heart starts to skip a couple beats, get a little faster, and I wonder if this is going where I think it's going. The touch goes away momentarily, and I breathe a sigh, not knowing if it's a sigh of relief or a sigh of disappointment. But then it comes again, even closer to the center of my chest. I don't dare to look down and see who's touching me or what the hand even looks like. But I feel it. The palm now pressed up against the side of my right breast. Fingers gently cupping the underside. And this time the hand stays there. A gentle but insistent touch. Gently squeezing. Gently groping. Trying really hard not to look and see who's touching me. And so I try to focus on anything around me that isn't my boob. The posters on the wall. The pattern of trousers that a man is wearing, sitting a couple seats away. I don't know what to do. It's still a couple minutes before the subway can stop at the next station, and I'm not sure if I want to get off, only to get back on another crowded train. It would be a pain in the butt to report whoever this person was, and even if I did, I didn't know what they looked like. I start panting as the grip becomes a little firmer. And then they grow even more daring and aggressive. And their index finger and thumb move to start pinching my nipple through the fabric of my clothes. Gently pinching. And then pinching and pulling. Pinching and pulling. Repeating this motion over and over again until I'm squirming and my thighs start to press together. I can feel myself start to get wet and drip down into my panties. My lips part and I start panting softly, wondering why, out of all the other people, I would be the victim of this teasing. I feel the person behind me shift, and then something presses up against the small of my back. Insistently. Hard. Bulging. And I gasp. Was it because I was wearing a skirt? The flowy fabric, is that what attracted him? Or was it because of the delicate blouse I was wearing? The red lipstick. I thought I looked professional enough. Businesslike. Not something that would attract the eyes of a molester. But yet here I was, standing in the middle of a subway car, wondering if I was gonna get fucked. It didn't seem like anyone around me had noticed. Or maybe they did, and they didn't care. Or maybe they were actually turned on. Maybe they wished they were me. The hand kneading my breast went away, and I could feel both hands now, gently holding my hips, while while the stranger started to grind against me. It was at this moment that the train decided to stop at the next station, and from the way that we were standing, I ended up backing into him. It was a rather violent stop, and I couldn't help myself from stumbling. I almost heard, I swear I did hear, a chuckle. And then a more insistent grip, followed by a hard thrust, as he snuck in a few aggressive dry humps as the train slowed to a stop. As the train stopped and the doors opened, there's that chaos of people shuffling and getting up and pushing against others to get off the train at the right time while others shuffled in, and in that moment, he took the time to lift up my skirt from behind me and put a hand against my ass. And he started to knead it, grip it, rub it in his hand. And I didn't know what to do. I was so paralyzed, scared that others would see, but more scared about how turned on I was, about how I wondered if I would even care if people watched him start fucking me in the subway. The subway doors closed and everyone stilled as they found their spots and tried not to make eye contact with each other, while his hand slowly moved from my ass cheek to between my legs. And from behind, he took his fingers and insistently pressed against my asshole. And then reached under and started poking at my cunt above my panties. It was at this moment that his other hand also joined, except instead of behind, he reached in front of me and started poking at my clit. And rubbing it and using the palm of his hand to start kneading me above my skirt and through to my panties. Fuck, I was so wet. I was so wet, I wondered if I already soaked them. He was so close to me, standing right flush, pressed up behind me, and I could feel his breath in my ear. He didn't say anything, but with the way that he touched me, I knew that he was gonna make me come right on that subway. Slowly, he started to hook a couple fingers around the edge of my panties and drag them out of the way. And then he used two fingers to start rubbing my clit in small circles. I didn't... At this point, I stopped caring if the people around us were watching or if they noticed. They were so self-absorbed in their phones that they didn't even realize a girl was getting fingered right in front of them. The other hand moved back to grope and squeeze at my ass. And then I heard it more than I felt it. The sound of a zipper quietly being undone. And then, warmth, soft warmth. This is cock. He took his cock out of his pants and started rubbing it against my ass. And I could tell. Tell that it was ready to fuck me by how hard it was. I could tell that he was ready to fuck me. And even worse, I knew that I was ready to be fucked. I wanted to be fucked right there in the middle of that subway car on my commute back home. And I wanted to come on him. I wanted to come on that cock. He pressed that cock right against my ass. And then I felt it slip under as he pressed it between the two lips of my pussy. And I heard him moan softly, because he could feel how wet I was. And he made sure to lube that cock up with my pussy juices. While his other hand kept on massaging circles on my clit. At this point, I had both hands on the handle above my head. I clenched my teeth together to keep from moaning, to keep from moving my hips. God, I swear I had no idea what I was listening to anymore. Because the only thing I could focus on was his cock sliding between my pussy lips and that finger just working my clit. And then he leaned forward and just said two words to me right before he pressed inside. Pushing himself inside of me. Oh, fuck. He started pushing himself inside. Just lifted up my skirt and worked my panties to the side and just pressed in. Started moaning, keeping as quiet as we could, but moaning, hoping that no one around us would hear. Luckily, the chatter and the clatter of the wheels in the subway underground were loud enough to drown out the quiet sounds of fabric shuffling as those rhythmic thrusts of his hips against mine were drowned out by the din. It wasn't a fast fuck by any means, but it was a hard, slow fucking. When he pressed inside, he would stay and grind up against me, making sure he was deep. And then he would pull out all the way, leaving me empty, only to slide back in with the movement of the subway. And he did this over and over again. Just rocking and fucking to the way the subway moved. The speakers came on announcing that the subway was gonna stop, that the next station was coming up soon. And we both knew that we had to finish before then. Otherwise we'd be fucking seen. And I could tell by the way he gripped my hips a little tighter that it would just be a matter of time before he came. And I wondered if he was gonna come inside, or if he was just gonna pull out and come all over my panties, making me have to wear his cum all the way back to my place. Or maybe he'd pull out and come on my ass so that maybe stain my skirt, and then I'd have to show everyone who I walked past on the way home how much of a slut I was to get fucked on a subway in front of a bunch of people. He started rubbing my clit faster and faster. And by the way, he ground against me. I knew he was gonna come, and I was gonna come. And so, fuck. And then I knew, I knew I was gonna come. Shifted so that my skirt fell back over my bum. The train came screeching to a stop, and I didn't dare turn around until I heard The doors open, and the shuffle of people as they alighted the subway car. And then I look down only to see that my music had stopped. And so I picked the next playlist and hit play.